Every Wednesday morning, we get to talk football with the one and only Mark Schlereth, NFL on Fox 104.3 The Fan in Denver. And Mark joins us right now here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Mark, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. How are you today?
Doing great. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
One thing we're thankful for is we get a good football team to talk about. What if I told you a month ago, if I would have told you the Cardinals would lose their first game to Green Bay in heartbreaking fashion, then lose their quarterback and top receiver for the next three games, and then they'd still be in first place in a very tough division and pick up ground on the rest of the field, what would you have said?
Yeah, you probably wouldn't have believed it. Other than, you know what, I should have seen this one coming with Colt McCoy against the Seahawks.
Right.
Because I called the game that Colt McCoy started last year for the Giants against the Seahawks, and they beat them, I think it was 17-12 or something ridiculous like that. So Colt McCoy is, you know, he's the Seahawks are his personal good thing. So that guy,
right.
When he should line up and play the Seahawks every week, he'd go directly to the Hall of Fame, apparently. So it's amazing what they do and how – and ultimately, it's amazing how balanced they've become. And you guys know that I was never a big fan. I was always, like, skeptical of kind of the offense and kind of what Cliff Kingsbury was bringing. And, you know, I think it just says a lot about Cliff Kingsbury – a lot about the organization, to be able to kind of morph into what you need to be. It's what's going on in Philadelphia right now as well, with a young coach who says, hey, what I wanted to do isn't exactly what works, so let me morph into kind of a hybrid of what I wanted to do and change some things up. And that to me is just good coaching. And got to tip my cap to Cliff and tip my cap to the Arizona Cardinals for getting that done.
That's very well said, because the criticism of Cliff Kingsbury was all very valid. We all watched what happened the first couple of years, and the collapse last year was really, really ugly to look it in the face. To reinvent himself, I mean, this is a guy that was hired because he was an air raid guy. It was all he did, and he's reinvented himself into something different, and now it's working for him.
Yeah, and I think that's, I mean, ultimately, I think it's a sign of really good coaching. You know, when I travel around the league and I talk to coaches and I talk to the guys that I really respect and the guys that give great perspective, you know, it's one thing to attack somebody's weaknesses, but more importantly, it's to mitigate your own weaknesses. And I think a lot of coaches can't come to grips with that. Like, they get in there and they want to be, you know, they want to be a genius. They want to be, you know, have that kind of, and first and foremost, guys, genius and football are mutually exclusive events. come on, man. I gorged myself till I was 300 pounds. I strapped a thin piece of plastic on my head and rammed it into other guys. I'm not bright. Instead of trying to get the moniker of genius, you know, and to hang your hat on that, it's really about mitigating your own issues and, you know, put a guy in a position to fail and then be surprised when he fails. You're a moron, right? If you put him in a position to fail and he fails, that's on you as a coach. So you have to be able to mitigate those issues, and you have to be able to recognize those things, and you have to have enough humility to say, you know, what I want to do, we don't have the personnel or the ability to do it. So what can we do? What can we do to be good? And the coaches, to me, who survive and are constantly, you know, evaluating themselves and essentially adjusting to what they have, those are the guys that I want coaching my team. And that's, I think that's what we've seen with Cliff in Arizona this year.
Yeah, I think it's a fascinating subject. And we're talking with Mark Schlereth, who we talked with on Wednesday mornings here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, about the leeway given to coaches when they start. Obviously, we all know patience is not the same as it was back in the day. And it was at an extreme in the late 60s and early 70s. Chuck Knoll, he had three losing seasons in a row to start his tenure with the Pittsburgh Steelers, then went on to win four Super Bowls. Do you think Cliff Kingsbury, using that as the example, Mark, you think we'll ever get to a time again where coaches are given more leeway, more runway to get up to speed in what they want to do, or are those days long gone?
No, I think they're pretty much long gone. And it is, you know, it's like everything else in society. You know, everything is about the quick fix. Everything is about, you know, the disposable nature of our society anyhow. So, you know, if you can't get it done in 2 years, then we change and we continue to kick the can down the road. And plus, you know, oftentimes it puts people in charge. It gives them the leeway, right? They can say, well, that didn't work, and that wasn't our fault. That was just bad coaching. So we, you know, we go and draft another quarterback, and we get another head coach, and then we, you know, buys me two more years to figure out, you know, if this one works. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I have a lot of respect for Steve Keim, because, you know, you pulled the plug on a quarterback you drafted, what, 10 overall, and a head coach, and you thought, this isn't working, man. And here's one of the things I respect, and this is something that most franchises get themselves in a ton of trouble with. If a guy shows you who he is, believe him.
Right.
And so often people don't. If people show you who they are, believe them. And if Josh Rosen shows you that he can't play, which he's shown four other franchises now, believe him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he walked into that game Thursday night, and we were sitting in there, our crew. We were in, we were in Philly. And so we were sitting having chicken wings and a beer at this establishment, and the bartender had placed a bet on, you know, second half on New England to score X number of points, whatever it was. He was just shy of what he needed. And Josh Rosen came trotting in, and I said to him, I go, oh, don't worry, you're going to get it. I guarantee he's going to throw a pick six. And
wow.
I, like, was two plays later, he throws it. I mean, the ball he threw was like, I was like, are you sure you're right-handed? Like, that is, I mean, are you sure you're right-handed? I mean, it's like, what?
Mark.
What are you doing?
I looked it up, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but after that, I was like, wow, he's thrown a ton of pick sixes in his career. He's got more pick sixes in his career, which is like, I don't know, 400 attempts, than Aaron Rodgers has in his entire career. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's a talent.
Are you sure you're not left-handed? That is really the question that has to be asked of him. I agree with you. All right, one last thing on Cliff Kingsbury, because I'm fascinated by this. In the last game, when the defense was on the field, Cliff went behind the players and was just doing his thing, and he let Vance Joseph be up in front and kind of do his thing. It almost looked like the Cardinals had two head coaches, and I thought, it takes a big guy in the NFL to be secure enough to not have to be the guy out front. And yet, if this team was struggling, we'd all be complaining about Cliff, that he's not prototypical, that he's not a hard ass. In this day and age, do you think that kind of coach, the guy who is humble, the guy that doesn't take himself too seriously, the guy who isn't always berating you because he's on a power trip, is that an advantage to have going forward, in your opinion?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. There are so many different ways to do it, and I don't know that there's a right way. But I think the bottom line for me, as I kind of travel around the league, is the authenticity becomes important. The authentic coach that is who he is and is not, you know, not trying to be something he's not, that resonates with players. Like, we're not, I mean, again, a genius and, you know, in football, mutually exclusive. Not all of us are the most educated guys, right? I mean, you know, I've told you guys this before. I'm a general studies major from the University of Idaho. My education is an inch deep and a mile wide. I know a tiny little bit of something about a lot of different topics. Anything specific, I'm just not going to be able to answer. You ask me a general question, I am all over that thing. I'll hit it out of the ball yard. Specifics, not so much. So, I mean, that's kind of who we are. But one thing that players, almost all players have, they have a great BS meter. They know who's real and they know who's fake. And they have horse sense. You know, it's the difference between, EQ and IQ, right? They have great emotional quotient. They understand what's going on. They understand that aspect of life. They've got great horse sense. And when you come in there and you're BS, they will smell that from a mile away, and you'll lose them. So if that's who Cliff Kingsbury is, and apparently he is, and he's secure enough to say, hey, Vance, you take this over. I got something else I got to work on. Players will respect that. They'll look at that as a real positive as opposed to a negative.
Yeah. Mark, always a pleasure to talk football with you on Wednesdays. Again, happy holidays to you and your family. We'll talk again next week.